Now back to the opening of the new Wallace Annenberg Hall here on the USC campus. Guests were oohing and aahing over the new building all day, but few people know the work that was put into creating a building that both looks beautiful and houses a large amount of technology. Martha Daniels spoke to the architects and technicians who helped design our new home.
When you walk up to Wallace Annenberg Hall, the first thing you see is red brick, soaring Gothic architecture, collaborative spaces for students, and a three-story tall media wall that makes up the heart of the new building. For that, we can thank Stephen Sutter, one of the technology supervisors for the new school.
And I thought it'd be a great idea, and it started out as simply a very low-resolution projection to give the space some architectural color.
Now, every student, professor, and visitor that walks in is greeted by a wall of high-resolution screens that feature everything from student work to CNN. But that's not even the most ambitious part of a big school born of bigger ideas. The monster of a building stands 5 stories tall and houses 88,000 square feet of classrooms, media studios, and newsrooms. It's home to the Annenberg School of Communications and Journalism and the student publications that make up the heart of one of the top journalism programs in the country.
It was a matter of form and functionality. A lot of people, I could tell that everybody wanted it to be a beautiful space.
That's Chuck Boyle, Director of Multimedia Technologies at the Annenberg School, who says his main challenge was integrating old media forms with the new while giving everyone the spaces they needed. To do this, the design and technology team aimed to create a space able to integrate multiple forms of news media.
You know, we wanted an assignment desk that was a converged assignment desk for all the outlets. So putting it in the center was, it just made sense. You know, it's a centerpiece for all the outlets.
The rotating desk in the front of the building was also made to multitask. When he was given 12 extra feet to work with in the forum, Boyle combined ideas for a Good Morning America-style desk with requests for a podcast studio. And thus, a vidcast, netcast, podcast studio unique to Annenberg was born.
So it really worked out. I love solving multiple problems at once.
Also unique to Annenberg is the halo of monitors above the assignment desk.
In a lot of newsrooms, I think they kind of take the easy way, and they put the monitors along the walls around their edges. And I thought that halo, that double-layered halo, was kind of like a nice crown to that assignment desk.
The brain of the building itself is tucked out of sight downstairs. Here's Stephen Sutter again.
But in the basement, there is this room. It's at least half filled with racks that has all of the back end. Because most of everything you see here, think of it as a computer with you're using the mouse and the monitors, but everything else is downstairs.
Today's grand opening celebrated the culmination of years of efforts to blend functional design with media technology. As students settle in, any obstacles they face definitely won't come from the building itself. Martha Daniel, Annenberg Radio News.